Hallelujah, peace to all of you, dear brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起分享的题目是带应许的诫命。
This afternoon, the topic for our mutual edification is the commandment that comes with a promise.
这几天呢是华人的清明节。
For these few days, the Chinese
Qingming Festival.
It's observing this Qingming Festival.
在加拿大是没有放假，但是在华人的社会，在中国、香港、台湾都会有三天的假期。
In Canada, there is no holiday for this festival, but in Taiwan and Hong Kong, they have 3 days of statutory holiday put aside.
清明节是对华人来说是很重要的节日。
This Qingming Festival is a very important festival for the Chinese.
在中国里面已经有2500年的历史。
It has already been 2,500 years old.
清明节是天气转暖的时候。
And it's often during this period when the weather has become warmer.
这个时候呢，很多人都会去祖宗的坟墓去扫墓。
It's about springtime that the family will often go to their ancestor's site.
不单只扫墓很多中国人呢还会趁着这个机会来祭拜他们去世的亲人。
The cemetery site to pay respect to remember their loved ones who have passed away.
他们认为在清明节的时候祭拜祖先是一个尽孝道的一个行为。
Most Chinese feel that this is an important time for them to pay respect to their ancestor.
那么基督教呢，就是叫人家不要祭拜祖先的。
In Christianity, we do not do this.
所以很多没有信神的朋友们，他们就觉得基督教徒好像很不孝。
And for some Chinese, it will think that Christians are not being very filial to their ancestors.
因为叫人家不敬拜自己的祖先。
Because they, by not going to the cemetery to pay respect, they feel that they are not respecting the ancestors.
也有很多老人家很不愿意看到自己的儿女来信耶稣。
And because of this, many Chinese seniors, they do not like their children to come to believe in Jesus.
因为他怕说我的儿女信耶稣了，我以后死了就没有人孝顺，死了我就没有东西吃了。
They are afraid that if their children will come to believe in Christian to become Christians, when they passed away, no one will go to their cemetery site to pay respect to them anymore.
但是事实上是不是这样子呢？
Is this true?
所以我们今天就来查考一下。
This is what we need to study today.
首先我们来看基督教到底是个什么的宗教。
First, going to study what exactly is the essence of Christianity.
基督教可以说是个最孝顺的宗教。
If we were to study Christianity, we know that this religion plays a lot of emphasis on respecting our elders.
我们去看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章一到三节。
Ephesians chapter six, verse 1-6.
以弗所书第六章一到三节。
Chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and that you will enjoy long life on the earth.
这是圣经对我们父母跟子女之间的一个教导。
Here's a teaching to children and parents.
首先跟子女讲的。
First, it tells the children
子女你要听从你的父母。
That you must obey your parents in the Lord.
在主里面。
And do what is right in the Lord.
这个本来就是应该这样，没有什么可夸口的。
This is the most natural things for all children to do.
第二、第三节说你要孝敬你的父母。
And verse 2 says that you must honor your father and mother.
这样呢，你就会得到福气。
And then you'll be blessed.
这是第一条带着应许祝福的诫命。
This is the first commandment that comes with a promise.
所以基督教是不是孝顺的宗教呢？
So is Christianity a religion of being filial to your parents?
从这里讲得非常清楚了。
So from here, we can see it very clearly. It is.
其实你看，在外国所谓的母亲节、父亲节都有基督教的背景在里面。
And if we look at the Western society, all this Father's Day and Mother's Day trace back to Christianity.
圣经也讲得很清楚说要孝敬我们的父母。
And the Bible tells us that we must obey our parents in the Lord.
所以我们可以从这里看得非常清楚。
So from here, This verse tells us very clearly.
但是为什么有那么多人误解说不拜祖宗就是不孝顺呢？
Why is that most Chinese has this misunderstanding when their children do not go to the cemetery site to pay respect to ancestors? That's not being filial.
那么我们向别人解释的时候，或是向没有信神的父母，或是慕道朋友解释的时候，要怎么讲呢？
Then how do we explain to these people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus with respect to being obedient to the parents?
首先我们先分析一下为什么会有这个拜祖宗的敬拜祖先的一个遗传呢？
First, we must understand from the why is there this culture of paying respect to ancestors?
第一点呢，因为人呢以为说人死了就会变鬼。
Because for the Chinese, they believe that when a person passed away, they become a spirit.
今天一般人有这个想法。
And some people also hold the same belief.
你是活着的时候，大家不会怕你啊。
And when we are alive, people are not afraid of you.
哎，死掉了，变尸体了，大家跑得很远了。
But when you passed away, people are afraid of the cops.
所以人都会怕死人。
So most people are afraid of cops, dead people.
所以这个造成为敬拜祖先的一个其中一个理由啊。
And that's probably one of the reasons why the Chinese people want to respect the elders who have passed away.
到底人死了要去哪里？
After when a person passed away, where did they go?
你问中国的或者是华人的民间信仰，他们搞不清楚的。
For Chinese people, they do not know where the dead people has gone to.
有人说是去西天。
Some people said they went to another completely different world.
有人说是下阴间。
Some people said they went down to hell.
又有人说要轮回。
And some people said that these people are being reincarnated.
做人、做牲畜还是做鬼？
To be reincarnated as an animal, as a person again, or a spirit.
所以基本上啊，没有信耶稣的人，他们搞不清楚死后要去哪里。
So for people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus, they do not know and have no answer to what comes after death.
我记得我小时候啊，做学校的校巴。
I remember when I was young, I was traveling by the school bus.
那个是一个三十几岁的女性来开这个校巴。
And I remember the bus driver was a lady who was 30-some years old.
大家都叫她梁姑娘，梁姑娘哈。
And we always call her Miss Liang, Miss Liang.
那么我就很好奇，小时候。
And when I was a little boy, I was very curious.
我问她为什么别人叫你梁姑娘。
And people would often call you by Miss Liang. Why is that so?
因为我先生姓梁啊。
And she said, oh, my husband goes by Mr. Liang, so I'm Miss Liang.
那么李先生在哪里？
And I asked her, where is your husband now?
她就沉默了几秒钟。
And so she was quiet for a few minutes.
哎呀，回到以前那边了。
She said he went to somewhere.
那时候我小学二年级。
So when I was little,
我说什么叫做以前那边？
I asked her, where is that place somewhere?
哎，她就很不耐烦。
And so she was very impatient when I asked her this question.
你以后就知道了。
Next time you will know.
想说人死了就会以前那边，到底以前是在哪一边呢？
So she was said that when a person die, you will go somewhere. Where exactly is that somewhere?
其实我们信了主，我们都知道了。
But when we come to believe in the Lord Jesus, we will know exactly where we go after we die.
人的灵魂是从神来的。
Our spirit comes from the Lord.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
死了，我们的灵魂要归神。
After when we passed on, our spirit will go back to the Lord.
好，要接受审判。
And to receive judgment.
但是没有信神的人都搞不懂这个真理。
But for those people who yet believe in the Lord Jesus, they will not understand this.
他们以为人死了，很有可能变成鬼啊。
They thought that person die will turn into a ghost or a spirit.
所以呢，就有所谓的鬼节。
And that's why there is this ghost festivals.
西方也有，就是 Halloween 呢。
And in every culture, there is some kind of ghost festival. Like in the Western world, we have Halloween.
就是那一天啊，鬼门关会大开啊，所有恶鬼啊都要出来大吃一顿了。
So on that night of Halloween, this door will be open, and all these hungry ghosts will be released.
包括我们的祖先啊，很早以前的人啊，不认识的人都会出来吃大餐啊。
And this will include those ancestors that has passed on, and they will all come out on that night to have a feast.
但是你仔细想一想，这样讲有没有道理？
So if you were to think twice, do you think there is some truth in this?
如果真的要靠一年那一餐来吃的话，
So if it's only that once a year that all these hungry ghosts will be released,
这个鬼实在太饿了，又不能死，不能再变鬼。
Then these is very pitiful to be these ghosts.
还有呢，只有中国人、华人才会祭拜祖先才有的吃，那么外国鬼不是这个时候出来抢吃的？
Because they only have once a year to come out to be fed.
所以这个是不合逻辑的。
So it's totally illogical.
不能说你人死了就不会变鬼的。
So there's no truth to the fact that a person died become ghost or becomes a spirit of some form.
再来啊，另外一个原因呢。
So there's also another reason why Chinese worship their ancestor.
就是祭拜祖先呢，有一个自我安慰的一个虚假的成分在里面。
There is also some sort of a self-comfort to worshiping an ancestor.
我们知道祭拜祖先的人会带很多吃的喝的去祭拜自己的祖先。
As you know, the Chinese who worship the ancestor, they will bring with them some fruits, some food to the altar.
但是你看一看。
But if you were to take a closer look,
拜完之后，那些东西谁在吃啊？
After when they worship these ancestors, who will take those food?
都是活着的人把它分了。
It is usually those people who are still alive that will finish off those food.
曾经有一个姐妹跟我分享。
Once I remember one Chinese sister was sharing this with me.
她自己听到的。
And this is what she heard.
有一个人去买烧肉。
There was a person who went to get roast pork.
跟那个老板讲。
And said to the person who's selling the pork.
老板，给我一块好的烧肉。
Would you give me some really good quality roast pork?
不要太肥的。
And something that's not too fat.
老板就跟他讲。
And then the boss who's selling the.
怎样？你的祖先减肥啊？
The pork was then asking the sister, this person, so is your ancestor having a diet?
对不对？他要买来拜祖先呢、啊？他要买来拜，要不要太肥的？为什么？不是祖先减肥，是自己吃的不想肥。
If you are buying those roast pork to worship your ancestor, it is actually those people who are alive who are eating them.
都是自己在吃嘛。
It's usually people who bought them, worship them with them, and then eat them.
人死了就不能吃东西。
Because a person, when the person died, they don't eat anymore.
你想想看，我们今天睡觉。
Today, when we sleep.
如果说清理是皇帝蟹，那是你睡觉的时候，皇帝蟹放在旁边。
And if you were sleeping and people were to put some really good delicacy in front of you,
吃得到吗？
Can you eat them?
一点吃不到。
Of course, you cannot eat them while you're sleeping.
何况人死呢？
What more are those dead people?
更好笑，前几天我看新闻。
Couple of days I read an article.
是在马来西亚，现在要华人呢，在拜祖先的时候烧一样东西，烧什么知道吗？
In Malaysia, I came across this article where the Chinese people, while they worship the ancestor, they burn something. And do you know what they burn?
之前的人不是烧银子啦，烧车子啦，现在烧那个更奇怪。
The Chinese people were used to burning paper houses, paper Mercedes, all that to their ancestor, who passed on, but today they burn something else. What is this thing?
他们烧女性的性感内衣。
They actually burn lingerie now.
给那些去世的女性。
They burn lingerie to the people who has passed on.
这样不是很奇怪吗？
Why do you think they do this? Isn't this very weird?
人活着才能用东西，死了怎么用呢？
This is so bizarre that they practice this because when a person dies, what use are all these things that's being burned to them?
当然了。当然这个是自我安慰，当然心是很好，目的是很好，但是方法是错误的。
All these have good intention for those people who have passed away, but all these are useless.
所以我们 做儿女的活着的时候对父母好。
So what is important is that as we are alive, we must be obedient to our parents.
有一句话，活着的时候给父母一颗豆。
That was one saying that goes, and while you're living, when you give your mother or your parent, your father a bean,
胜过死了之后给他一卡个猪头啊。
It's better than after when she died or he died that you give him or her a big roast pork.
如果活着的时候都对父母不好，
if your parents are alive and you do not treat them well,
死了之后对他风光大壮，每年去拜他都是。
And after when they die, then you start to burn all those things to show your respect, then it's only for a show. So what is important is that today, as Christian, we respect and obey our parents when they're still alive.
但是世界上大部分的人呢，觉得死了之后每年拜一拜，比较容易做得到。
But most people find it easier to go pay respect to their ancestor when they die once a year.
你看，在活着的时候对他好很困难呢。
It's difficult to be good to your parents while you're still alive.
比如说你要带他去旅行,
For example, you have to take your parents to go on a vacation. It's not as convenient.
带他出去吃饭, 他这样也不能吃那个也不能吃。
Or you take them for a dinner somewhere, they probably cannot eat this or that.
所以很多人呢, 活着的时候, 反而没有好好的想, 怎么样让父母高兴?
They probably just don't bother when their parents are still alive to make them happy.
死后啊, 才来拜祭。
And then when they die, then they start to pay respect to them.
这个是很可惜的。
So I think this is a very pitiful mentality.
再来啊, 有另外一个迷信的原因在里面。
Thirdly, there is also another element of superstitions.
有人以为啊, 祖宗死了, 我们祭拜他, 他会帮助我们。
So some people believe that when ancestors or their parents die, and they go worship them, these dead people will help them.
第一啊, 他在阴间可以享福, 他也可以帮助活着的子孙呢。
So not only they could enjoy their life in Hades, they could also help those people who are living.
就好像有点像人死了就变神仙了，力量还比以前更大。
So they thought that these people who die and passed on, they become some sort of supernatural spirit that has more power than the living.
但是我们想一想,
But let's take a closer look.
为什么我们的祖宗会死?
Why do you think that our forefathers has died?
很可能是生病。
They probably die of illness.
很可能是意外呢。
Or accident.
他们自己都有自己解决不了的问题。They
even have problems they cannot solve.
如果他们自己可以解决自己的问题的话,
if they could solve their problem,
他们就不用死了。
Then they wouldn't die.
他们自己都救不了自己。
They are immortal.
他们自己都救不了自己啊。
Sorry, they cannot even help themselves.
他们怎么样可以帮助还活着的人呢?
How can they help those people who are alive?
主耶稣讲得很清楚。
The Lord Jesus once said this very clearly.
好，我们看路加福音第16章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
第16章主耶稣讲那个故事 就是财主跟拉撒路的故事
The book of Luke chapter 16 talks about a story of the rich man and Lazarus
我们看25节
Verse 25 But Abraham replied Son remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things but now he is comforted here and you are in agony
26节
Verse 26 And besides all these between us And you, a great chance have been fixed so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
这个故事是这样的。
So this is how the story goes.
有一个财主啊, 天天车滑烟路, 天天穿很好的衣服。
There's a rich man. There was a rich man who always dressed in luxury.
啊, 有一个贫穷的。 拉撒路, 他是一个乞丐。
And there was a poor man by the name of Lazarus who was a beggar.
天天去讨饭。
And he would be begging for food.
全身都长满疮。
His whole body was filled with sores.
可以说是最可怜的人了。
And he's the most pitiful person.
后来两个人都死了。
So both of them died.
财主因为他很自私。
Because this rich man was very selfish.
他没有爱心。
He has no love when he was living.
所以他死了就下阴间受苦了。
So when he died, he was in hell, was in torment.
拉撒路了。 他是敬畏神的人
Lazarus on the other hand was a person who feared God
所以他死了就到亚伯拉罕的怀里在天国享福了
So when he died he was in the bosom of father Abraham
所以财主就说了可不可以差遣这个拉撒路拿点水来帮我凉凉口啊
And then this rich man was then asking if Lazarus can give him some water to cool his tongue
这里讲得很清楚啊不可以的
And here it says no
离我之间呢有深渊限定啊不能跑过去的
Because there was this great sham set some fixed and nobody can cross.
所以人死了就不能再活到活人的地方。So
when a person die, the person cannot go to the living.
你不会再听到他的声音，看到他的样子。You
cannot hear his voice or see what he looks like anymore.
那么但是有人就说了。And
so there are some people who said.
由于是没有信神的，他们有自己的民间信仰，他们这样讲。And
those people who are not believer of the Lord Jesus, they have their own belief.
没有啊,我们的祖先很灵啊。
They think that their ancestors are very awesome.
有时候会显灵给我们啊。
And they are so powerful that they will show some supernatural power.
甚至有时候会报梦,报梦,在梦里面跟我们讲话,声音都很像。
Or review dreams and speak to them in their dreams.
那么怎么可以说没有呢?
So how can they deny the existence of these ancestors
that
are still around?
我们刚刚讲过了, 人死了灵魂就不可能再上来人间, 来讲什么了。
Just now we said very clearly that when a person die, the person will no longer able to come to a living and talk to them.
那么在世上所谓的游魂野鬼啊，在世上显灵了，这是什么东西呢？
And so who are these spirits that's wandering around on earth?
不是真正的祖宗的灵魂。
They are not truly the spirit of the ancestors.
而是魔鬼的灵啊，借着这些东西啊来欺骗人。
But they are the spirit of Satan. That came in the form of ancestors.
比如说，他知道华人喜欢拜祖先。
For example, these evil spirit knows that the Chinese like to worship ancestors.
为了让人继续拜祖先。
So in order for the Chinese to continue to worship their ancestors,
他一定要做一些伎俩来让人家有些所谓的体验，别人才会拜下去。
They have to make some tricks so that these Chinese would continue to worship them.
其实都是魔鬼利用这些东西啊来欺负人的。
But it was actually the work of Satan.
所以在不同的文化，魔鬼会用不一样的东西啊来做出一整个伎俩。
So in all kinds of cultures, Satan will use this trick of the death, to trick the living.
所以圣经告诉我们呢。
So the Bible tells us.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
In the book of First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章第二十节。
Verse 20.
哥林多前书十章二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 20. No, but the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to be participant with demons.
保罗在这里说。
Here Paul said.
外邦人在拜所献的祭啊，不是祭神，而是祭鬼啊。
When the pagans are making sacrifices, they are not making them to God, but to demons.
那时候的外邦人是谁呢？
Who are the pagans at that time?
就所谓的希腊人、罗马人。
Those were the Greek and the Roman.
你问他们拜什么？
If you would ask them who would they praying or worshiping,
他们绝对不会告诉你说哦，我们在拜鬼，绝对不会的。
They wouldn't say that they're worshiping the demons.
他们没有那么笨。他说、哦、我们是拜某某神明。
But of course, they will say that we're worshiping to gods.
但是呢，保罗怎么说呢
？But what did Paul has to say?
他们拜不到神呢、啊。
Paul said that they cannot worship God this way.
他们拜到的是鬼。
They worshiped.Demons.
就是魔鬼利用这些偶像来骗他们。
Because it was the work of the demons, that tricked them to worship them.
所以今天也是一样。
So this is the same today.
拜祖先动机是好的，但是方法是错的。
For the Chinese, when they worship ancestor, that was out of good intention, but that's the wrong method to worship.
拜祖先，祖先绝对吃不到他们的东西。
Because the ancestor will never be able to eat the food that they offered to them.
反而拜的人呢，拜到鬼那边去了。
But instead.As a result, they are actually worshiping the demons.
这个是圣经所说的真理啊。
This is what said in the Bible.
当然了，我们今天有智慧，有灵巧啊。
So today we are wise and we understand the words.
而我们更没有信主的，还没有信主的认识的，哎，他们说拜祖先，你看到他们在拜拜的时候，不能说，哎，你在拜鬼啊，你不能这样。
But today, we must be careful with our words. If we come across Chinese people who are worshiping ancestors, we cannot accuse them right away and say that you're worshiping.The demons.
你要一步一步的慢慢的解释给他听、啊、
You must slowly explain to them, the belief.
那么当如果别人告诉我们说你们基督徒都不孝顺，不拜祖先，我们要怎么回答呢
？And if the Chinese people will say that you are not being failure, you didn't even worship your ancestor, what is your reply to them?
我们就告诉他们说，我们基督徒最会拜祖先。
We tell them that we as Christian we respect our ancestor as well.
他们说怎么拜祖先？你们也拜祖先吗
？And they will ask, so how did you respect? Do you worship your ancestor?
对，我们拜祖先。
You can tell them that yes, we pay respect to our ancestor.
你可以问他，你拜几代祖先
？And they can
几代 ？How many generation 呢
？We can ask them how many generation of ancestor have you worshipped？
哦，我们家里的可能五代，或者顶多十八代。
Some people, some Chinese will worship maybe all the as far back as to the 18th ancestor.
但是我们拜的是最原始的第一个源头，人类的源头。
But we actually worship the one that has the greatest source.
我们看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
十七章二十六节。
Chapter 17.
十七章二十六节。
Chapter 17 verse 20.
十七章二十六节。
Sorry, verse 26. From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth.And he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live.
27节.
Verse 27. God did this so that man would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poet have said, we are his offspring.
这里保罗讲得很清楚。
Here Paul says very clearly.
人类的祖先是谁？
Who is the ancestor of human?
并不是你的五代或是十八代。
It's not your ancestor that goes back to the fifth or the eighth.
人类真正的祖先源头就是这位独一的真神。
But the source of our ancestor, the greatest, is this one true God.
他从一本就是一个人创造万族的人。
He make one man, he make many men from one.
所以这个源头就是神了。
So this ancestor is God himself alone.
他离开我们个人不远。
He is not far from all of us here.
你不需要每年去坟墓或者是去神主牌那边才拜得到，他就在我们身边。
We don't need to go to the cemetery just once a year. He is just right beside us.
这个祖先呢，可以祝福我们。
This ancestor will bless us.
因为我们的神呢，我们的赐给我们生命、圣火、动作、传流都在他。
Because he is our God, and he's the one who blessed us, and he's the one that makes us alive.
还有这里说了，我们都是他所生的。
Because we come from him and we are his offspring.
所以今天呢，基督徒最会拜祖先。
So Christian today are the one that are best at worshiping the ancestor.
那么在于我们肉体的祖先呢，比如说我们过世的亲人，我们要怎么样来纪念他们呢？
So for the physical ancestor, how do we as Christian worship?
其实啊，
respect them.
圣经告诉我们第一点，最重要的是活着的亲人，先从他们做起。
But the Bible tells us what is important that we obey our parents when they're still living.
什么叫做孝敬父母呢？
What is it to be filial to our parents?
英文呢，或是原文呢，孝敬就是 honor， 就是让他有尊荣、尊敬的意思。
From the translation of Chinese, it means honor our parents.
我们请看出埃及记第二十章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
十二节。
Verse 12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
这个就是第一条所带应许的诫命。
This is the first commandment that comes with promise.
这是有关于人跟人之间的关系最重要的。
This says what is important, the relationship between man and another man.
孝敬父母 honor.
First, to honor.
中国古代啊，曾子啊，曾经这样说。
In the ancient day, there was philosopher by the name of 曾子。
孝顺有三个层次哦。
There's three level of being filial.
大孝尊亲。
The first level is to honor.
最尊敬我们的父母。
To pay the highest regard.
这个跟圣经啊不谋而合的。
It's exactly what the Bible says.
什么叫做尊敬父母呢？
What is to honor your parents?
就是说我们不要把我们的成功啊归给自己。
That is not to credit a success to ourselves.
有人呢、啊？可能自己读很多书了。
Some of the young people, some of us, when we are very highly educated,
很多成就了
，and successful with lots of achievement,
自己很聪明了
，and is very smart in many things,
都是自己的厉害。
Then we'll think that this is all my accomplishment.
都是我会读书。
It's because I worked so hard at school.
都是我有头脑。
Because I'm smart.
才那么大成功。
And that's why I'm so successful today.
圣经说，尊敬你的父母，就是将这些荣耀啊，要归一点给父母。
But what the Bible says is just that you must honor your parents and give them the glory.
没有父母在陪我们。
If your parents are not there to help you,
我们哪有今天的成就？
How can you be here today?
所以我们要把这功劳啊，除了感谢神之外，要记得我们的父母。
So not only you must thank God, you must also remember and honor your parents.
其次啊，就是不辱骂父母。
The second level is that do not rebuke your parents.
今天有些年轻人呢，没有信神的。
Some of the young people, for those who are not believers of God,
可能觉得父母年纪老了。
They when they see their parents getting old,
长得不好看。
And getting not as
皱纹啊，驼背啦，秃头啦。
Looking not as good before and probably has wrinkles or a bit hunch.
不体面啊。
And it's really not looking good anymore.
跟父母在那边走路啊，看到同学了，哎，马上自己往后退。
So when they're walking with their parents on the street, when they see their friend coming, they'll probably just run away from their parents.
怕别人认出这个是我的父母。
They're so afraid that people will recognize their parents.
好像觉得自己父母是自己的羞耻。
They feel that so shameful to stand next to a parent.
这样是很不好的。
This is very disrespectful.
今天为什么我们的父母会变老？
Why is that our parents will become old and gray?
会驼背。
Why is that they are hunching?
会有皱纹。
Why is that they have wrinkles on their face?
就是因为照顾我们很辛苦。
It's because they have gone through a lot in their life taking care of us.
我们不要以父母为羞耻。
So we should not take them as being shameful.
我们要以父母为荣耀。
But we must take them as our honor.
哎，我们不要做让父母啊觉得羞耻的事情。
But we must not do things that bring shame to our parents.
啊，再来啊，第三个层次，孝顺呢，就是奉养父母。
The third level of being filial to our parents is to take care of them.
啊，这是给他们生活的需要。
That is to give them a means of their livelihood.
圣经讲得很清楚。
Here, the Bible tells us very clearly.
提摩太前书第五章第四节。
First Timothy chapter
5. 五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
五章第四节。
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 4. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God.
这里保罗说啊，我们怎么把我们的 religion, 怎么把我们的宗教把我们的信仰放到家里呢？
Here, Paul tells us how we can actualize our religion in our family.
保罗这里没有讲什么大道理啦，这里信心、爱心、盼望，没有讲这些。
He did not come up with some lofty theology or teaching.
保罗首先说，
But here Paul said,
你在家里学习孝顺，奉养父母，就是把你的 religion, 把你的信仰实行出来了。
So if you take care of your own parents at home, then you're putting the religion into practice.
这里说什么是
caring for your own family?
这里说照顾父母是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by taking care of your own parents?
就是要物质上我们要供养我们的父母。
That is to take care of their material need.
啊，今天我们已经有工作的能力了。
Today we all have ability to work.
啊，比如说年轻人，我们赚到钱了。
And as a youth, today we all have a means of livelihood.
不要只有自己花。
And do not just spend it on your own self.
我们要想到我们的父母。
We must think of our parents.
虽然我们可能父母不缺少什么。
Maybe our parents are not lacking of anything.
我们的心意啊，我们要表达。
But we must express it from our heart.
啊，我看到一篇文章，蛮有感受的。
I read an article in the paper and was quite moved by that article.
他说，我们想想看，我们对我们的儿女的爱，跟我们对父母的爱比一比。
If we were to compare our love to our children with that of our love to our parents,
我们想一想，差多少？
There is a lot of difference.
可能啊，很可能啊。
Maybe.
可能儿女啊，哇，需要才艺班啦、补习啦、买这个买那个啦，没有问题。
Maybe we don't even give a second thought about what our children need.
再怎么省，我都会把这个钱拿出来。
We'll save to the last penny to spend our children.
但是给父母呢？
But how about our parents?
可能说，哎呀，我自己都不够用了。
Maybe you will think, oh, I don't even have any money for myself.
有时候父母还要倒贴给儿女。
Maybe I even have to give it to some children. Some parents even have to give money to their children.
以前有人说养儿防老啊。
In the olden times, the Chinese would think that having children is an insurance of their old age.
就是养了孩子之后，老了会供养父母。
Like an old age security when they get older.
现在很多父母讲啊。
But now, on the other hand, the parents would say,
不要太大的盼望啊。
I don't hope too much.
我老了以后，他不问我拿钱就很好了。
If my children wouldn't ask me for money when I'm older, that would be good enough.
那这样对吗？
Is this so? Is this good?
圣经应该不是这样告诉我们的。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
我们孝顺父母、供养父母是很实际的。
It is proper that we take care of our parents.
我们这样做的话，神会喜悦。
If we do this, God will bless us.
对，我们刚讲到了供养父母啊。
So just now we said that we must take care of our parents.
不要羞辱父母。
We must not embarrass our parents.
还有尊荣、尊敬我们的父母。
We must honor our parents.
那么对于我们已经过世了的亲人，我们要做一个基督徒啊，要怎么样的一种态度呢？
So what kind of attitude should we have for those ancestors that have passed away?
当然了，去世的时候我们会帮族内的同龄，如果过世的话，会举办丧礼啊。
And oftentimes, if our some of our loved one passed away, as church, will do a funeral service.
会叫追思的礼拜。
To remember them.
当然以后啊，家族啊，可能每年都会去扫墓。
And as a family of the bereaved, they will probably go to the cemetery site to pay respect to the one who passed on.
对于扫墓有两个极端。
There's two extreme to those people who went to the cemetery to do to.
有人说了啊，基督徒啊，不用扫墓了。
To pay respect, some Christian will say that Christian there's no need for them to go to the cemetery.
反正灵魂已经上天堂了。
Because the spirit has already gone and went somewhere to heaven.
所以呢，不用管了。
So there's no need to go to the cemetery.
这也不对。
This is probably not very right.
为什么呢?
Why is that so?
如果先人的墓地，我们作为一个基督徒，没有去打理的话，有时候墓都找不到，那个草比那个坟墓还高。
Because as Christian, we also must take care of the site where our loved one passed away.
所以我们有责任的话，应该也去每年要去清一清啊。
Because if the site is not taken care of, maybe it's probably quite messy. So it's a responsibility that we should go and check it out every once a year.
所以家族可以去做一个纪念，但是我们不是去祭拜，我们是去一种纪念的那种心态。
So our intention is to go there to remember our loved ones, but not to go there and worship the loved one who passed away.
清一清那个坟墓。
To just go there and clear the site.
但是另外一种极端呢？
How about another extreme?
哇，这是死了就还很不舍得，每天都去坟墓那边看。
There are some people will always every day go to the site of the loved one who passed away.
但是我们也知道。
And we all know.
人死了之后，那个遗体就不是那个人本身了。
The person who died, the body is not a person anymore.
他已经回到主那边了。
Because the spirit of the person has already gone back to the Lord.
这个观念一定要建立起来。
We must understand this concept as Christian.
所以。 我们基督徒做一个非常中庸之道。So
we should not take any extreme, that we should actually be quite balanced.
我们有正确的观念。And
have to have the correct perspective.
所以我们才可以在别人还有没有信的人面前呢，告诉他们说我们是一个孝顺的人，我们是按照道理而行的。So
stand firm in front of others and be convicted that we are truly a person who is failure and respect our parents.
所以其他的没有信神的人，他为什么能够祭拜祖先呢？
And how about those people who do not believe in the Lord and respect their ancestor?
我们要知道他们的背景啊。
We must understand their background, their intention.
当然我们很多人可能都听过了，但是因为很多在座的年轻人在西方教育没有听过这个故事的。
Most of the Chinese people will know about this, but a lot of the youth who grow up here probably are not aware of this.
为什么中国人会祭拜祖先？
Why is that ancestor? Why is that Chinese people pay respect and worship their ancestors?
尤其是有所谓的神族牌啊。
Sometimes they even put the altar of the ancestor's name at home.
这个故事呢，就要从以前的很久很久之前，有一个人叫丁兰开始讲起来了。
That's a story that goes back in many years in ancient Chinese. Started with this 女的。丁兰啊，丁兰，应该是男的吧。 There's this guy's name is Mr. 丁兰。
他脾气很不好。
He is not a person with good temper.
常常骂母亲。
And he would always rebuke his mother.
还要叫妈妈去做事情。
And he would tell his mother to do this and that.
有一天呢，丁兰呢要去这个田里面工作。
So one day, Mr. Ding has to go to the paddy to work.
所以呢，因为去的地方很远。
And he would have to take a long journey to go to this field to work.
如果回家吃饭呢，就浪费很多时间呢。
And if he were to go back home to have his lunch, then he would waste a lot of money.
每天都去叫妈妈。
So he would actually ask his mother to bring him lunch every day.
如果妈妈迟了一点呢?
So if the mother will come late,
就会骂妈妈。
Then he will rebuke his mother.
有一天呢，丁兰也在这个田边呢，这个工作。
So one day, Ding Lan was working in the field as a farmer.
在路上呢，看到一个很特别的一个情景。
And he saw something quite special on that day.
就是那个羊啊，跪在妈妈羊那边呢，在喝奶。
He saw a little sheep kneeling before the mother sheep.
他在问那个老年牧人啊。
So he asked the old shepherd.
哇，这个很特别哦。
This is quite special.
老人就跟他说了。
And this old shepherd will say, "Why is it so special?"
这个世界最大的就是母爱。
And this old shepherd was saying that in this world, one of the greatest love is the mother's love.
为了让儿女诞生啊，妈妈要怀胎十月。
That in order to take care of the offspring, this mother has to go through a pregnancy for 10 months.
长大之后还要养她。
And when the child grows up, the mother will have to take care of the child.
实在太辛苦了。
It's very, it's a lot of hard work.
连动物也是一样。
And the same with the animals too.
所以你看这个小羊。
So you see this little sheep.
他一生出来就知道要报答他的母。
He knows that when he is born, he knows how to respect his own mother.
跪下来喝妈妈的奶。
He even has to kneel before the mother to be nursed by the mother.
所以如果人呢？ 不孝顺父母的话, 连动物都不如。
So if a person does not know how to honor their own mother, he's no better than an animal.
丁兰听到这句话,
so
哎呀,
when Dingran heard this from this old shepherd,
突然间想起自己真的很坏,
he thought himself as a bad person.
没有好好孝顺母亲,
that he did not respect and honor his own mother.
常常骂母亲,
and is always rebuking his mother.
觉得很惭愧,
so he think himself that he has fallen short.
这个时候呢,
so today again the mother was supposed to bring him lunch, but she was late again.
妈妈今天就想了,
and then he was thinking,
哎呀, 这次要迟到了,
she was thinking, oh dear, I'm late again today. 哎呀, my son is going to rebuke me again.
赶快跑啊, 跑啊, 跑啊。
So this mother was running very fast with his lunch box for the son.
快要到了,
and so when she arrived,
这个时候丁兰就想起, 哎呀, 我以前对妈妈那么坏,
so Dingran thought in his head, in the past I've treated my mom so badly,
我今天要好好改过,
but today I must change and turn over,
求我妈妈原谅我不孝顺,
and I have to beg my mom for forgiveness for being so unfeeling to her.
所以他放下锄头啊, 就等妈妈来了。
So she put down his tools and then he waited for his mother.
很远的时候看到妈妈来了。
So when he saw his mother running towards him,
他想一想, 妈妈太辛苦了。
And he thinks that my mom is running and he's she's actually it's hard work.
路途遥远的日晒雨淋, 哇, 太辛苦了, 所以我这次要跑过去, 不要让妈妈走那么远。
So today I shouldn't let her run here, I should run towards her.
以后不要让她太辛苦了。
And that she shouldn't be bringing me lunch next time in future.
这个时候了, 她就跑过去了。
So today, this time he ran towards his mother.
哇, 她妈妈看到, 哇, 我的儿子跑过来啊。
And this mother saw the son was running after,
这次糟糕了。
Towards her, and she was so afraid.
大概不一定是骂我了, 这是可能打我一顿。
She says, oh, today he's probably not only going to scold me, he's probably going to beat me.
那便当啊,
so he threw the lunch box on the floor.
赶快跑啊,
and she ran away from the sun.
这个不小心啊,
and then so when she ran away from the sun, she fell into the river.
这个被河水冲走了,
and she was being washed away by the current of the river.
丁兰很紧张, 马上跳下水要救妈妈。
So Dingran ran into dive into the water to want to save his mother. But the mother has been then washed away by the current.
不晓得哪里啊,
and then came a log that was then drifted towards him.
丁兰呢就把他抓上来了。
So then and so he grabbed onto this log.
想说妈妈已经没有了,
and then he said to his himself that my mom is gone.
每天啊,拿回去这个木头,妈,每天供奉妈妈,
and he grabbed this log home and he says that every day he will just pay his respect to this log and think that, oh, I have fallen short and
felt
so sorry.
神族牌的来源呢?
And this is actually the origin of worshipping the ancestor and how a person worship the ancestor.
但是我们仔细想一想,
so today we will think about this again.
这个真的是孝顺吗?
If we ponder, is this true, truly honoring our parents?
我们刚刚讲过了,
we just said this.
活着的时候不好好孝顺呢?
If your parents are alive and you did not respect them and honor them,
你死了,拜他有什么用?
And what's the point of honoring them when they passed on?
没有用的,
it's useless.
自我安慰而已,
you are just comforting yourself.
我们基督徒是最孝顺的,
so as Christian, we are actually one that are most filial.
我们趁着父母活着的时候孝顺他们,
when our parents are still alive, let us honor them.
死了,我们纪念他们,
and when they passed on, we remember them.
但是呢, 我们知道, 只有一位主宰我们可以敬拜的,
but there's only one creator that we worship.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们, 遵守这条大应许的诫命,
and may the Lord guide us and help us that we can hold on to this promise.